on December 12th, which is already this Saturday. Goodness. The Baroque Holiday Concert by the Madison Bach Musicians will take place. And that is going to take place where, Trevor Stevenson?
At the First Congregational Church.
Which I'm told, as and it's been my experience too, has fantastic acoustics.
It does. It's just inexplicable in a way, but always reliable. And I think we're going to hear a few clips from things recorded in there.
Clips,
today.
That's yeah. right. It sounds a little painful.
or tracks, right?
Yeah, tracks, yeah, to put it in artistic terms. Right. All right, what should we hear from such an occasion?
Well, this week is our fifth holiday concert, and I'd like to play something from the fourth, which was last year. This is a piece by Heinrich Schütz called Guldne Haare. Yeah, basically, your golden hair is so beautiful, you're killing me. You know, that's it. Which he stole from Monteverdi. The original was in Italian, but this is Schütz's German version of it with a slightly different
text. It's one of those
text.
Lines that just seems to tumble down through the ages.
Right, exactly. And this is such, you know, it's really 17th century rock and roll. And a very charming piece with two violins, Kang Won Kim and Brandy Berry, just fiddling away. I'm at the chamber organ, and then you'll hear soprano Chelsea Morris and alto Sarah Lewerke singing the vocal parts. Thank you, Heinrich Schütz.
Yes, for providing such great music about beautiful blonde hair.
Yeah, and the last words there, oh Venus, why won't you send me some comfort? I languish and die.
Right, it is a rock song, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And sentiments.
And Schütz, you know, writing much of that right during the 30 Years' War and still keeping his chin up and his eyes sparkling.
Well, music can do that for you, can't it?
Yeah. That, and again, that was, of course, it's not a particularly holiday piece. It doesn't have any holiday text, but I don't know. It somehow warms your heart in the winter, so we did it last year.
It's a nice, warming piece. What else do you have from your potpourri there of Madison Bach musicians, holiday hits?
This is also from last year's concert at First Congregational, and this is really the other side of the coin. This is one of Bach's uncles, Heinrich Bach, wrote this very meditative work for, this is an instrumental version we're doing here. It's just strings, but it is so foreshadowing of Bach's Art of Fugue and its incredible contrapuntal intensity. I thought we should just hear a little bit of it.
This is a meditation by Heinrich Bach. Mm-hmm.
But probably more appropriately, the space probe. When I hear music like that, I hear some probe that's been sent out into space and is never coming back. And we were talking while it was playing about how similar that is to Johann Sebastian Bach's Art of Fugue, and in particular, the last fugue in the Art of Fugue. It's so close in its melodic shape and in the way that the voices enter. I think Johann Sebastian must certainly have known this piece.
Osmosis.
Cosmosis.
How could there not be, you know?
Exactly.
With 200 members of that family composing music over the course of, 150 years or something.
Right. And J.S. Bach was not the only one writing great music. There was truly great music before him as
some
well.
Great stuff there.
And that was from last year's Madison Bach Musicians Baroque Holiday Concert.
And this year's concert, remind you, December 12th, Saturday, the First Congregational Church in Madison. Trevor Stevenson will be holding forth at 7:15 with his usual entertaining and informative pre-concert lectures. And there will be, for that occasion, pretty much all of it Christmas music.
This year's program is more Christmas oriented. We're actually doing two Bach Christmas cantatas, one Advent and one Christmas, and Corelli's Christmas Concerto, the very famous one that appears in Master and Commander at some point.
Russell Crowe.
Yeah, but it's a great concerto which Corelli did write for Christmas Eve, and we're doing even some violin variations on Greensleeves.
And then some dinner music provided by Telemann.
Yeah, Telemann and this Tafel music, which means like table music, table wine.
That's right.
Stuff.
Music for a specific purpose.
Right, exactly. So that's all coming up. Saturday.
And what else, if we look back into the past performances?
Yeah, the Ghost of Christmas Past. And this one's actually not from a Christmas concert, but it was from last year. This is the finale, very briefly, of the Oboe and Violin Concerto by Johann Sebastian Bach. This is Luke Conklin on oboe and Kangwon Kim on violin and the NBM strings. And just a wonderful romp here.
Sound.
Yeah, isn't it? That Luke Conklin will be joining us here in the spring for Messiah. And he has an elegant sound. And that is, of course, Baroque oboe, which is entirely wood and just a very warm, kind of a chesty sound, even though it's a quite similar range to the modern oboe. It's a very different timbre.
More the way it would have sounded in Bach's time, which is one of the things that the Madison Bach musicians strives for.
Yes.
To get the authentic sound of the instruments.
Right, with gut strings and the harpsichord and the continuo. And I think, with gut strings, it's always just so amazing how quickly they speak. They're kind of the rate, like a racehorse. They're ready to go at any moment. But that's the whole idea, is that they're articulate. And they don't have a particularly great amount of power, but they have amazing energy and lift to the sound. So that's their strong point.
What else do you have?
We have one more selection from a Bach cantata. This was from a couple of years ago. This is the 2012 Madison Bach Baroque Holiday Concert. It's also recorded at First Congregational Church. And this is Cantata 122, which is a Christmas cantata about the newborn Jesus, but also using Jesus as birth as a celebration of the new year. It's like that all is reborn with Jesus. And this is the opening movement. And I thought this is particularly interesting, emphasizing what an experimental composer Johann Sebastian Bach is. There is a chorale tune that's kind of, you know, rides on top of this, but it's just it's avant-garde theater. You've got many different strands that really you'd think wouldn't work together, but he makes them work together. And without forcing it, there's just somehow it adds up. I think it's why we're still listening to his music, because it is really, really, the word interesting is all that comes to mind. It engages the intellect and the spirit equally, and you can't resist that. Right? So this is the opening chorus from Cantata 122, the newborn baby Jesus.
Quite the intricate interweaving, indeed.
Yeah, I was just in Bach's metaphysical musings, right? It's very, yeah. Right. Yeah, I always think he is primarily metaphysical. He's always looking for the meaning inside the meaning. There's something about the way those motives are built that they cause you to peer inside, you know. And of course, as a great Lutheran, Bach is always asking you to look inside yourself, which is, you know, where it's coming from. So, and that was the opening of Cantata 122, the newborn baby Jesus. And on this coming concert here Saturday night, we'll be doing two Bach Christmas cantatas. Number 61, Nun kommt der Heidenheiland, Now Comes the Savior of the Heathen.
Yeah, very famous.
And yeah, it's a lovely one. And then the more of a chamber one for the third day of Christmas, Süßer Trost, mein Jesus kommt, which is, Sweet Treasure, My Jesus Comes, which has a very elaborate Baroque flute solo that should be played by Linda Perexta and Chelsea Morris, the soprano. That's the opening of that cantata, and a lovely piece.
Saturday night at 8 o'clock, the First Congregational Church in Madison, the Madison Bach Musicians Baroque Holiday Concert on December 12th. And Trevor Stevenson, always a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having us.
Until next time.